Hello, everyone. Welcome to our show. Today, we're talking about culture shock, the experience of feeling confused or surprised when living in a new country. We have three guests who have lived abroad and will share their experiences. Let's meet them.
Hi, my name is Emma. I'm from London, UK, and I lived in Tokyo, Japan for 2 years. I moved there to work as an English teacher.
Hello, everyone. I'm Lucas. I'm from Sao Paulo, Brazil, and I spent 1 year studying in Berlin, Germany. I went there for an exchange program at university.
Hi, I'm Sophia. I'm from Madrid, Spain, and I worked in Mumbai, India for 6 months. I worked for an international company.
Thank you for joining us. Let's start with the first question. What was your first impression when you arrived in the new country?
When I first arrived in Japan, I was so excited, but also a bit nervous. The first thing I noticed was how clean and organized everything was. The streets were spotless, and people followed the rules strictly. For example, when I took the train, everyone stood in a straight line and waited patiently. No one pushed or spoke loudly. It was very different from London, where people rush and sometimes push to get on the train.
Germany was also very different from Brazil. My first impression was that everything was so quiet and structured. In Brazil, people talk a lot, even to strangers, but in Germany, people were more private. For example, on public transport, no one spoke loudly, and people kept to themselves. At first, I thought, oh no, are they unfriendly? But later, I realized it's just their way, they respect personal space.
When I landed in India, I was immediately surprised by how busy and colorful everything was. The streets were full of cars, bicycles, tuk-tuks, and cows. The traffic was chaotic, with drivers honking all the time. I also noticed the smells of spices in the air. Every street had food stalls selling delicious Indian food. It was overwhelming at first, but after a few weeks, I started to love the energy of the city.
That's so interesting. Now, let's talk about the challenges. What was the most difficult part of culture shock for you?
For me, the hardest part was the language barrier. Japanese is a difficult language, and not many people spoke English outside of big cities. I remember once, I got lost in a small town, and I couldn't ask for help. I tried using Google Translate, but it didn't always work well. I also had trouble reading signs because they were in kanji. Ordering food was another challenge. Many menus didn't have pictures, so sometimes I ordered something, and it was completely different from what I expected.
For me, time and punctuality were the biggest challenges. In Brazil, people are more relaxed about time. If a friend says, "Let's meet at 5 o'clock," it's normal to arrive at 5:30 or even 6 o'clock. But in Germany, everything is strict and precise. If you have a meeting at 10 o'clock, you must be there at 10 o'clock sharp. One time, I arrived 5 minutes late to a class, and my professor wasn't happy. He told me, in Germany, 5 minutes late is late. It was difficult at first, but I learned to be more punctual. Now, I set alarm and always check the train schedule.
For me, the biggest challenge was the food and eating customs. Indian food is very spicy, and at first, I couldn't handle it. I would take one bite and start sweating. Also, people in India often eat with their hands instead of using a fork and knife. The first time I went to a restaurant, I wasn't sure if I should use my hands or ask for cutlery. I felt embarrassed, but later, I learned that it's normal and part of the culture.
Wow. It sounds like you all faced some challenges. But over time, you adapted, right? How did you overcome culture shock?
I started taking Japanese language lessons and learned basic words like excuse me and thank you. Even small efforts made a difference. I also made Japanese friends who helped me understand cultural differences. For example, they taught me that in Japan, people don't shake hands often, they bow instead.
I learned to be more organized and punctual. I set alarms and started using a planner to manage my time. Also, I joined a student club at university. This helped me make friends and understand German culture better. One friend even invited me to a German Christmas market, and I loved it.
I slowly got used to the spicy food by eating mild dishes first. My Indian colleagues helped me choose food that wasn't too spicy. I also asked a friend to teach me how to eat with my hands properly. Once I tried it, I realized it was actually fun.
That's great. It sounds like you all learned a lot. Finally, what lessons did you take from this experience?
I learned that being open-minded is important. At first, differences can feel strange, but if you stay positive, you can enjoy new experiences.
I realized that every culture has something valuable. I took the best of both worlds. Now, I am more punctual like Germans, but I still keep my Brazilian warmth and friendliness.
I learned to appreciate diversity. Before, I thought my way was the normal way. But now I see that different cultures have different traditions, and that's beautiful.
Thank you all for sharing your experiences. Culture shock can be difficult, but it helps us grow. To our listeners, have you ever experienced culture shock? Share your story with us.